Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. Welcome everybody to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. This will be my AEW Dynamite live recap episode. I will also be giving my predictions for this Sunday's New Japan Pro Wrestling and All Elite Wrestling's joint pay-per-view, Forbidden Door. So, buckle up, because this is going to be an action-packed episode of the Battle Club Guys podcast. But before we get into Dynamite, Forbidden Door, I want to say, if this is your first time joining me, thank you for joining me. As I said, this is Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. If you haven't already, follow me on Twitter at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy, and like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already. I've surpassed my goal of 1,000 YouTube subscribers, and I'm on the road to 3,000 YouTube subscribers. My goal is to reach 3,000 YouTube subscribers by Labor Day weekend, by AEW's All Out weekend. So help me reach my goal of 3,000 YouTube subscribers. So let's get into tonight. AEW Dynamite, man. This was an epic episode of AEW Dynamite. You know, Forbidden Door is this Sunday. It's the, like I said, it's the New Japan Pro Wrestling and All Elite Wrestling's joint pay-per-view called the Forbidden Door, and they really like full steam ahead tonight to Forbidden Door, man. So let's get into it. We'll start off with the opening segment. It was Bryan Danielson. He had an in-ring promo. You know, there was rumors, reports that Bryan Danielson was hurt and he wouldn't be able to compete at Forbidden Door this Sunday or the Blood and Guts episode of Dynamite next Wednesday. So Bryan Danielson said he had bad news, and the bad news is that he cannot compete. He's not cleared to compete this Sunday at Forbidden Door, and he's not cleared to compete next Wednesday in the Blood and Guts. But he did say that he has good news. That good news is that Bryan Danielson is going to handpick his opponent, which will be the newest member of the Blackpool Combat Club, to face Zack Sabre Jr. this Sunday at Forbidden Door. But Bryan Danielson said that he came out of the bad guys tunnel, and he's not going to let us know who his hand-picked opponent is, and he's not going to let Zack Sabre Jr. know who he will be facing before this Sunday. He said, tune in this Sunday. So this Sunday during Forbidden Door, we will find out who Zack Sabre Jr. will be facing. Now, if it's Bryan Danielson's hand-picked opponent for Zack Sabre Jr., and it's a new member for the Blackpool Combat Club, you know, it's a debut, right? So my first thought was, okay, who's it going to be? Blackpool Combat Club. I love Johnny Gargano, but I think we're getting Claudio, formerly known as Cesaro, to make his AEW debut this Sunday at Forbidden Door. Claudio fits that Blackpool Combat Club, you know, that badass, gritty, bloody knuckles fighting. So I think Claudio makes his debut this Sunday at Forbidden Door. Next up, we had a trios match. It was Orange Cassidy and Roppongi Vice. They faced off with Will Ospreay and Aussie Open. Great match, man. Orange Cassidy showed up in this match. You know, a lot of people, I think, tend to forget how great of a wrestler freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy is. And man, he showed everyone tonight, man. Orange Cassidy picked up the win for himself and Roppongi Vice with the Orange Punch. After the match, the rest of United Empire came out. They had a stare off with Orange Cassidy, Roppongi Vice. FTR hit the ring. They had a face off. United Empire walked away. After that, we had a Christian Cage in-ring promo. You know, Christian Cage said he turned on Jungle Boy because Jungle Boy threw him out of that casino battle royale last year and cost him money, cost him an AEW World Championship. He said that, you know, Jungle Boy's mom has a crush on Christian. Christian said that Jungle Boy wants him to be his dad, but Jungle Boy's dad is dead. I mean, Christian Cage went full heel tonight, man. Christian Cage definitely worked everyone. Luchasaurus came out, started choking Christian Cage. Christian Cage said, Luchasaurus, no, I think of you as a son. I'm going to tell you what really happened to Marco. So apparently Christian Cage knows what actually happened to Marco's stunt, and he hugged Luchasaurus. They left the ring. As they leave the ring, Christian Cage gave this evil smile behind Luchasaurus' back. So I think maybe Luchasaurus becomes Christian Cage's muscle, his bodyguard. This leads to Christian Cage versus Jungle Boy, maybe at Blood of Guts, maybe on a future episode of Dynamite. But I think we're definitely heading towards a Jungle Boy versus Christian Cage match. We had an All-Atlantic Tournament qualifier match. It was the House of Black's Malakai Black. He took on Penta Oscuro. I wanted Penta to win. I heard the rumors that Penta is not allowed to fight at AEW's Forbidden Door because there's all this politics and drama between New Japan, CMLL, AAA, all these companies. Drama, drama, drama. And then Malakai Black defeated Penta, and Malakai Black will advance to that fatal four-way this Sunday at Forbidden Door to crown the inaugural AEW All-Atlantic Champion. It's going to be a great match. Next up, we had Hangman Page taking on Ring of Honor's Silas Young. This was a great match, hard-hitting match. You know, Hangman Page, ever since he lost the AEW World Championship, you know, he's been trying to, like, redeem himself, come back, get some wins, and that's good. He did get the win tonight. At the end of the match, Adam Cole got on the mic, started talking about Hangman Page, and said, "You're not going to fight Jay White for that IWGP championship at Forbidden Door." Jay White came out, interrupted Adam Cole. Jay White said, "I'm not facing you, Adam Cole, and I'm going to explain it." He said, "You lost twice to Hangman, so I'm not facing you." Went in the ring, he said, "Hangman, I'm not." He said, "Adam Cole, I'm not facing you." Then Jay White went in the ring and said, "Hangman, I'm not facing you either." Jay White and Adam Cole started beating up on Hangman Page and coin drop. Holy shit, Okada in AEW. Former IWGP champion Okada made his AEW debut, made the save for Hangman Page, and they made it official. This Sunday, AEW New Japan Pro Wrestling's Forbidden Door, four-way for the IWGP Championship. Hangman Page, Adam Cole, Jay White, and Okada. It's going to be fire. We had Marina Shafir versus Toni Storm. Toni Storm picked up the win with a roll-up at the end of the match. Nyla Rose attacked Toni Storm. Toni Storm was getting beat down by Nyla Rose and Marina Shafir. The AEW Women's World Champion Thunder Rosa made the save. And at the end, Thunder Rosa and Toni Storm took out Nyla Rose and Marina Shafir, and they had a face-off. Those two will face this Sunday at Forbidden Door for that AEW Women's World Championship. The main event, it was Chris Jericho and Lance Archer. They took on Tanahashi and Moxley. Great tag team match. Tanahashi looks amazing. Okay, Tanahashi is 45 years old, and that man looks like he's 25 years old. I don't know what he's eating, but I need to eat that because that man looks amazing for 45 years old. In the end, Tanahashi hit the splash. Tanahashi and Moxley picked up the win. At the end of AEW Dynamite tonight, there was a giant brawl between New Japan Pro Wrestling guys and AEW guys. All-out brawl at ringside. In the ring, Moxley and Tanahashi are just talking their shit to each other ahead of their AEW Interim World Championship match this Sunday at AEW New Japan Pro's Forbidden Door. So that was AEW Dynamite. This Friday, AEW Rampage, we have Hook versus the DKC, Rey Fénix versus Andrade El Idolo. We have Serena Deeb and Mercedes Martinez in tag team action. And we have Jeff Cobb versus Cash Wheeler. That all goes down live this Friday on AEW's Rampage. Now this Sunday, it's AEW in New Japan Pro Wrestling's Forbidden Door. So we're getting All Elite Wrestling and New Japan Pro Wrestling are coming together for a joint pay-per-view. This Sunday, it's Forbidden Door. It all goes down live from a sold-out United Center in Chicago, Illinois. And this card is stacked from head to toe. I'm going to go down the card, give you my predictions for each match. So the buy-in, it's representing All Elite Wrestling. It's the Gun Club. and Max Caster versus New Japan Pro Wrestling's Dojo students. I love the Gun Club. I love Max Caster. I think they will pick up the win over New Japan Pro Wrestling's Dojo. Get the crowd going. It's going to be a great match to start Forbidden Door. Let's get into the main card. We have Zack Sabre Jr. representing New Japan Pro Wrestling versus a hand-picked opponent of Bryan Danielson's choosing. This will be the newest member of the Blackpool Combat Club. I think it's going to be Claudio, formerly known as Cesaro. I think this is where Claudio makes his AEW debut, and I think Claudio will pick up the win over Zack Sabre Jr. Because if you're bringing in Claudio, you don't want him to lose his AEW debut. And I think Claudio will be a great addition to AEW, and that's going to be one of the best wrestling matches we will see this Sunday at Forbidden Door. Next up, we have a winner-takes-all tag team matches for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships and the IWGP Tag Team Championships. Representing AEW, it's the Ring of Honor World Champions, FTR, versus Roppongi Vice versus New Japan Pro Wrestling's United Kingdom, Jeff Cobb and Great Okan. I think it's going to be a great tag team match. I've seen Jeff Cobb wrestle. I've seen FTR wrestle. Never seen a Great Okan wrestle, but you put all these guys together in this ring, this is going to be a great tag team match. Now, this is winner takes all, so who wins this match? I'm going to say FTR keeps collecting those belts, man. FTR is over in AEW. FTR is one of the best tag teams in professional wrestling right now, next to the Young Bucks and the Usos. So I'm going to say FTR picks up the win, and FTR leaves Chicago this Sunday at Forbidden Door as the Ring of Honor World Champions, Tag Team Champions, and the IWGP World Tag Team Champions. And I think this will lead to AEW All Out in Chicago. I think we're going to get the Young Bucks versus FTR 3 winner takes all ladder match for the AEW Tag Team titles, the Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles, and the IWGP World Tag Team titles. So my pick to win and leave Chicago with all the belts is the top guys, FTR. Next up, we have an AEW versus AEW match. It's for the AEW Women's World Championship. It's the AEW Women's World Champion, Thunder Rosa. She's defending her AEW Women's World Championship against Toni Storm. I think it's going to be a great match. You know, I'm a fan of both these women. I don't see Toni Storm winning here. I think Thunder Rosa holds that AEW Women's World Championship until All Out. And I think we could see Thunder Rosa versus Sasha Banks, a debuting Mercedes, formerly known as Sasha Banks, at All Out. I think that's where Thunder Rosa loses, is at All Out. I don't see Thunder Rosa losing that AEW Women's World Championship anytime soon. I said this before. Thunder Rosa, whether you like Thunder Rosa, you don't like Thunder Rosa, she's a great AEW Women's World Champion, and I think she retains this Sunday at AEW New Japan Pro Wrestling's Forbidden Door. Next up, we have a trios match. It's Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara, and representing New Japan Pro Wrestling, Minoru Suzuki. They're facing Eddie Kingston, Wheeler Yuta, and New Japan Pro Wrestling's Shota Umino, I hope I pronounced that right. Shota Umino. It's going to be a great trios match. Who wins this match? You know, we're heading towards Blood and Guts. I think that's where the Jericho Appreciation Society loses. So I'm going to say that in this match, Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara, and Minoru Suzuki pick up the win. And then once we get to Blood and Guts next Wednesday, that's where Eddie Kingston will get his revenge in the Blood and Guts match. We have the IWGP United States Championship on the line representing New Japan Pro Wrestling. It's one of the best wrestlers in the world. Will Ospreay defending his IWGP United States Championship against AEW's freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy. This is going to be a great match, man. Like I said before, Orange Cassidy shows up. Orange Cassidy may not be everyone's cup of tea, but in ring, Orange Cassidy can go bell to bell with the best of them. I was at Double Nothing last year. I saw Orange Cassidy go toe-to-toe with Pac and Kenny Omega. Orange Cassidy, man, he's freshly squeezed. Now, who wins this match? I don't see Orange Cassidy winning the IWGP United States Championship. Orange Cassidy picked up the win tonight on Dynamite. So this Sunday, Forbidden Door, I do see Will Ospreay retaining that IWGP United States Championship. And I think this is going to be a hell of a match. And Orange Cassidy is going to continue to impress everyone in AEW. We have the finals of the AEW All-Atlantic Championship Tournament. It's a fatal four-way to crown the inaugural All-Atlantic Champion in AEW. It's Malakai Black versus Miro versus Pac versus New Japan Pro Wrestling's Ishii. Gonna be a great match, man. I love all these guys. I was at Impact Wrestling's Rebellion. I got to see Ishii fight. That guy can go, man. Man, he is a pit bull. Like, that guy can go. Now, who wins this match? I think this is where Miro, the Redeemer, redeems himself. Okay, I think this is Miro's title to win. All-Atlantic Championship, to me, is pretty much AEW's version of maybe the United States Championship, the Intercontinental Championship. But, you know, back in the day, the Intercontinental Championship was the workhorse's title. And Miro is a workhorse, man. Miro can go. Miro's amazing. I think this is Miro's moment. I think this is Miro's title to win. So my pick to win this Sunday at AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling's Forbidden Door and become the inaugural AEW All-Atlantic Champion is Miro. It's going to be a great match. Can't wait for that. We have a match that was just announced tonight. It's Bullet Club. Nick and Matt Jackson, the AEW World Tag Team Champions, the Young Bucks, they are teaming up with New Japan Pro Wrestling Bullet Club members El Fantasmo and Hikuleo. They're taking on the Dudes with Attitudes. I love that name. It's Sting, Darby Allin, and representing New Japan Pro Wrestling, Himuro and Shingo. Gonna be a great match. You see the jacket I'm wearing, Bullet Club. It's Bullet Club for life. I can't go against the Bullet Club, man. So my pick to win this Sunday at the Forbidden Door is Nick and Matt Jackson, the Young Bucks, and El Fantasmo and Hikuleo. Together, they are the Bullet Club. We have a fatal four-way for the IWGP Championship. It's the IWGP champion, the Switchblade, representing the Bullet Club in New Japan Pro Wrestling, Jay White. He's defending his IWGP championship against AEW's Adam Cole, baby, Hangman Page, and one of the greatest Japanese wrestlers. He's a former IWGP world champion himself, and I'm talking about the Rainmaker, Okada. Man, this match is going to be amazing. Fire emoji. Who wins this match? I don't see Jay White losing his IWGP championship here. I know Adam Cole is working with an injury. I don't see Adam Cole taking a lot of bumps in this match. I think this is going to be mainly a three-way match. I think Hangman Page and Adam Cole take each other out. Jay White and Okada, I think they'll get a lot of one-on-one action. So I'm going to pick Jay White to retain his IWGP championship this Sunday at the Forbidden Door. And the main event is for the interim AEW World Championship, with the AEW World Champion CM Punk currently out due to his injury. You know, he had to get surgery for his broken foot, I believe, broken leg. So we're going to crown an interim AEW World Champion this Sunday. Representing AEW, it's the former AEW World Champion, Jon Moxley. And he's taking on one of the best. One of the best. I know I said that a lot, but man, these New Japan Pro guys are best at what they do. He's taking on Tanahashi, representing New Japan Pro Wrestling, to crown the interim AEW World Champion. Who wins this match? Now, I would love to see Tanahashi win that AEW Interim World Championship, but I think the match that's going to happen at All Out is going to be CM Punk, AEW World Champion CM Punk versus Interim AEW World Champion John Moxley. So my pick to win this Sunday in Chicago at the Forbidden Door and become the interim AEW World Champion is John Moxley. I think it's going to be a great match between these two. I think they're going to kick each other's asses all over that United Center. And in the end, John Moxley wins that AEW Interim World Championship. And I think we're in Chicago, right? Forbidden Door, United Center, sold out. So John Moxley wins that Interim AEW World Championship. And I think we're going to hear cult of personality and outcomes. AEW World Champion CM Punk for a face-off, and I think that will set up AEW's All Out in Chicago. AEW World Champion CM Punk versus Interim AEW World Champion John Moxley to crown the undisputed AEW World Champion. Well, there you go, folks. That has been my AEW Dynamite live recap / Forbidden Door Predictions episode. I want to say thank you all for joining me, whether you're joining me live tonight or you're going back on the channel and watching it later. I appreciate all you guys. Appreciate all the support and love from you guys. Definitely keep it locked to the all my social medias. Follow me on Twitter at The Battle Club Guy. Check out the Instagram, The Battle Club Guy, and follow and subscribe to the channel, The Battle Club Guy's podcast on YouTube. That's where you can find all my predictions episodes, what wrestling shows I'm going to next. I will be doing, we are on the road to All Out. That's the next wrestling show I will be attending. AEW's All Out Labor Day weekend. So we're on the road to All Out. So every Wednesday from now until All Out, I will be doing AEW Dynamite recap episodes. I will be doing AEW pay-per-view predictions episodes. So keep a lock to all the socials. And as always, thank you guys for joining me. And we are on the road to AEW's Forbidden Door, AEW New Japan Pro Wrestling's Forbidden Door. And it all goes down live this Sunday. It's AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling's Forbidden Door. Will Jay White leave Chicago as IWGP World Champion, or will we crown a new IWGP World Champion? Will Thunder Rosa retain her AEW Women's World Championship, or will it be Tony time? Or will Tony Storm become the new AEW Women's World Champion? Who leaves with all the tag team titles? Will FTR prove that they are the top guys and leave with those Ring of Honor World titles and IWGP World titles? And it's the main event. It's Jon Moxley, Tanahashi to crown the interim AEW World Champion. It all goes down live this Sunday. It's AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling's The Forbidden Door. Till next time.